AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President-elect Donald Trump, who faced fierce opposition from some Silicon Valley leaders during the campaign, strove to assure the titans of tech today his administration is here to help them do well. Trump says he's ready to help tech companies export their world-class products.
We're going to do fair trade deals. We're going to make it a lot easier for you to trade across borders because a lot of restrictions, a lot of problems. But I think you'll see, and if you have any ideas on that, that would be great.
In the meantime, the chief economist at Standard & Poor's says the economy has been picking up in the last half of the year.
And if this continues, it seems that the Fed indicated that they'll feel more confident going raising rates next year as well.
The Fed has hiked a key interest rate, the first increase in a year.
With the economy continuing to improve, Fed policymakers were unanimous in approving a quarter-point increase in the benchmark rate.
It is a vote of confidence in the economy.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said modest economic growth is expected, but no huge boost from President-elect Trump's promised tax cut and deregulation proposals.
2.1% in 2017 and stays close to 2% in 2018 and 2019.
Fed policymakers are looking for inflation to be about 2% in a couple of years, and they now expect 3 rate hikes next year instead of 2. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Stocks had their worst day in a couple of months after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates on the back of a strengthening job market and surprised investors by increasing its forecast for rate hikes next year. The dollar's value jumped against other currencies and bond yields climbed to their highest level in years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. This is AP Radio News. A Jewish rabbi led President and First Lady Obama and held holiday gifts at the White House observance of Hanukkah this afternoon.
Baruch atah Hashem.
The president says the Hanukkah holiday isn't just a Jewish festival, it's a universal celebration of liberty.
This is the season that we appreciate the many miracles, large and small, that have graced our lives throughout generations, and to recognize that the most meaningful among them is our freedom.
And Obama said Americans of all religions can appreciate the story of a beleaguered people who held on to their faith.
Everybody in America can understand the spirit of this tradition. Proudly practicing our religion, whatever it might be, and defending the rights of others to do the same. That's our common creed.
Yahoo says it believes hackers stole data from more than 1 billion user accounts in August 2013. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.